Blood, Sweat, and Gears, one time only in Kalamazoo. Nah, I'm just kidding. He's here every day. Here's Steve Gruber.
If you need the have the uncontrollable urge to call sometime today, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. We can talk about Donald Trump's comments yesterday that have the whole liberal world all a flutter. It's like he's got them dancing like string puppets. It is. Watch this. I mean, he knows what he's going to say, and he knows it's going to leak. When he calls third world countries, well, for what they are, well, then that's what happens. Seton Motley joining me now, president of Less Government. Seton, welcome back to the program.
I love the fact that he's going to have the left spend the entire weekend, end of the week and weekend, saying what a great place all these places are,
yeah,
thereby undermining their argument against him sending them back there.
Right. So, you know, you probably knew this already.
You can't send them back there. Why? They're fantastic places.
Yeah, they're great places. You know, and of the top five murder rates in the world, Guatemala number 5, El Salvador number 4, Belize number 3, Venezuela number 2, and number 1 on the list, Honduras, Haiti. Boys and girls, Honduras is number 1, but Haiti's in the top 10 as well. You know, the fact of the matter is, these are all lovely places, a place I'd certainly like to go on holiday and spend time on the beach, dodging bullets.
Well, my first reaction was, I'd like to put together a group trip for everyone to go to Haiti that's upset with Trump's comment about Haiti.
Yeah, I think it should be led by the people at CNN, you know, who are just just appalled because it's nothing more than a racist comment, right? Because racism has anything to do with flying bullets and bombs and beatings and murder and mayhem. I mean, seriously.
Well, you know, it's like when he puts 7 countries on the ban list and is racist. They're countries. They're not people. They're countries.
Right.
He described countries, not people, yesterday. If I say I don't like a restaurant, I'm not besmirching the people who run it. I'm saying the country is terrible.
Yes, you are. No. You are a bigot. You are a misogynist. You are a knuckle-dragging, make America great again pinhead. Come on, Seton. Yeah, that's what you are.
I think, once again, this is one of those fights that Trump picks where doesn't lose anybody that's supporting him, and he picks up more people. Because there are people who may not have voted for Trump who are watching a bunch of people get mad at him for describing horrendous places on Earth as horrendous places on Earth.
Right, and then we don't want to import people here wholesale from these third world hell holes. We don't want to bring them because we don't want to turn America into a third world hell hole. But actually, you would think some of these people might actually want to do that. I don't want to turn it in to a third world hellhole.
Well, what it is making America California again.
If only Jerry Brown would smoke more weed and run for president. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Yeah, California, they're only at about $1.4 trillion in debt themselves, one state, and now they're a sanctuary state. That should help the debt and deficit, I am quite sure.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you've got Jeff Bezos over there. He's worth $110 billion, and yet I read an article a couple of days ago that in Ohio, those that Jeff Bezos has for employees at Amazon, more than 10% of those people are on food stamps. You know, here's Jeff Bezos, a guy who's routinely criticizing the president for not doing enough for the economy. Bezos, the wealthiest man maybe in history now, has people working for him that make so little they're on food stamps in Ohio and probably elsewhere.
I wrote about this yesterday. I did not discuss that particular portion of it. Because, now, yes, there's a hypocrisy angle, and that's fine. And it is government cronyism in the sense that, I don't want to put it in the same government cronyism category as we'll give you $100,000 for every, you know, of taxpayer money for every job you bring to Cleveland. You know, I think that's a different thing.
Yeah, why would we need to finance the richest man in the world with the company that's expanding every day? You know, they just announced yesterday the closing of, 63 Sam's Clubs around the country. Two right here close to where I live. They're going to be shutting their doors. Why is that? Because of things like Jeff Bezos. Let's be honest.
Well, no, Amazon is winning. There's no question. You know, I live in I live in the hinterlands, and I use Amazon all the time. I readily admit that. But no, he's winning the economy. He's the richest man in the world. The last thing he needs is government handouts. And as I said in the piece, I'm not against him that he made more money. I quote that movie All the Money in the World that Christopher Plummer plays J. Paul Getty, and Mark Wahlberg asked him, you have more money than anybody in the world. How much money would make you feel secure? He goes, more.
More.
And I completely agree with that sentiment. I have no problem with Bezos being the richest man in the history of the planet. What I have a problem with is he's been receiving more than $1 billion in government cronyism since 2000.
Don't you think maybe at this point he should just pay it back? I mean, wouldn't that
be
a good idea?
He wrote the check. I mean, that would be fantastic. Like, he'd have to go back in time and, like, figure out all the different levels of government that had given him money, and then plus interest.
Yeah.
And write a check, write a bunch of checks.
Yeah, write a check.
You ever see the movie The Jerk?
Yeah, sure.
When he lost the class action lawsuit on his glasses, and he had to write everybody a check for, like, you know, his hands falling off, and he's writing 9 million checks to people one at a time. That's what I'd like to see with Bezos.
Well, you know, and not just Bezos. And by the way, it's not crony capitalism, by the way. It's crony socialism. Let's call it for what
it is.
That's
exactly right.
You know, we've talked about that before, you and I. They call it crony capitalism, but that's nonsense. This is socialism at its best. It's the reapportionment of my money and yours to people that certainly don't need it. And I can assure you, Amazon doesn't need my money or a tax break.
No, and you know, we've talked a lot about net neutrality. That was another huge handout to big companies like Amazon. Because what it did is it forced internet providers. They couldn't charge big bandwidth companies like Amazon and Facebook and Google and YouTube, Netflix, they couldn't charge them for the bandwidth they use.
But now they can.
The government outlawing them being charged for the bandwidth they use.
Now they can. You know, always a pleasure, Seton. Don't be a stranger. Appreciate your time as always.
I appreciate it, man. Happy New Year to everybody.
And Happy New Year to you. Seton Motley, president of Less Government. 52 after. We'll be right back.